Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Kuf Gimal. Today's daf is being studied l'rfu'a shirema. Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Tafha. Enna refanalo, enna refanalo, enna refanalo, betok shar chole amo Yisrael. Amen. Today's daf has been sponsored by Mr. Ike Shehebar, none of his parents, Jack and Marilyn. Hashem alehim yuhyu. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Alun Ishmat, Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tanichem ben Eden. Amen. We are starting on the Mishnah. At the Mishnah Kuf Bet Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the daf, Koshrim Nima b'Mikdash, aval lo b'Medina, v'im b'Tehila kan v'kan asur. So the Mishnah teaches us that in the Bet Mikdash, the Leviim used to play instruments, which was an integral part of the service. And one of the instruments they had was the violin. Gemara calls it a kinor, and it says that if a string of the violin of the Leviim snapped on Shabbat, Koshrim, they're able to tie the string, make a knot, in order to fix it on Shabbat. But not outside the Beit HaMikdash. Of course, it would be forbidden to tie a knot on a violin string. Now, v'im b'techila kan v'kan asur. Now, l'chatechila, meaning if you went into Shabbat and it was snapped, even in the Beit HaMikdash would be asur to tie it. This is only talking about where on Shabbat it snapped. Therefore, would be permissible. So let's read the Rashi and the Mishnah quickly. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Koshrim nima. Nimat kinur shir ha-leviyim, the korban. Im nifseka b'shabbat, the Gemara feresh ta'amad, the kasabar makshire mitzvah, shlo haya yachol la'asutan me'etmol. The Gemara is going to say that this opinion is following the shita that says that anything that's a preparation for a mitzvah, called a makshir mitzvah, that you couldn't do yesterday on Friday, you're allowed to do on Shabbat. For example, in this case of the violin string, you couldn't have fixed it yesterday. Yesterday it wasn't broken. So therefore, and it's considered a makshir mitzvah. Deha hayom nifseka. Duhayt Shabbat. Dafagav dekeshir av melachai. Even though we're discussing over here making a nap, which is isur deoraita, it's an av melacha. This opinion all doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the extent of the melacha, so long as it's considered and it's considered a preparatory mitzvah, meaning you're preparing to set the violin up in order to play the music for the korban, so it's okay. Continue Rashi. V'im b'tchila shelo hayta sham me'olam diyachol la'asot me'etmol asur. Okay, which means if it was able to do it from yesterday, then it's going to be asur. Comes the Gemara. Urminu, we have a contradiction. Nimat kinor shenifseka lo haya koshra ila onba. Oh, so it says in the Braita that what if you had the violin of the Leviim that it snapped one of the strings, you were not allowed to knot it, but you would make a bow. That's the contradiction. There's only one question in this sugya. The stira between the Mishnah and the Braita. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, had a banan. Neha Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, oh, we'll make a haluk between Rabbanan and the Eliezer. What's Rabbanan and Eliezer? So look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Plukta, the Eliezer and Rabbanan gebimila. We had this mahlok, it's a famous mahlok between the two Tanaim. She Rabbi Eliezer matir lahtov etzim v'lahasot tahamim b'shabbat v'lahasot izmal lamulbo. If you remember, Rabbi Eliezer in Mila allowed you to do all the preparatory melachot, even those melachot that you were able to do before Shabbat, incidentally, Rabbi Eliezer allowed to do it on Shabbat. For example, you're allowed to chop wood in order to make coals, in order to make the knife for the Mila. On Shabbat, he holds makshirim mitzvah, she'efshar la'asoto afilu me'erib Shabbat, mutar la'asoto b'Shabbat. Now, korban sibur havi mitzvah duhet Shabbat. Now, korban sibur, we know, the korbanot are duhet Shabbat. V'shir havi makshirim dideh. The shir is considered a makshir. The music that they would play is like a preparatory in the mitzvah of the korban. The main mitzvah is the korban. The shir is like a preparatory that she's calling it. So let's review the shitot now. Our mishnah that said koshrin nima bechino b'shabbat. That's going to be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's going to say what? That hechsher mitzvah is mutar on Shabbat. And this right there that says no, you can't make a nut. That says you can only make a bow. You're allowed to make a bow. So therefore, that shita holds that we don't do hech Shabbat for a hechsher mitzvah. That would be the shita of the rabbis. Comes the Gemara and says, Veha Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Makshir Mitzvah Duhayta Shabbat, Koshna. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, Makshir Mitzvah, is Duhay Shabbat, Koshna, then you can tie the knot on Shabbat. The Rabbanan, Dami Enduhin, and according to the Rabbanan, that say, it's not Duhay Shabbat, Onba, then your only option is to make a bow. The Gemara says, hold it. E Rabbi Eliezer, Afin Katahilana Meh. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Eliezer, he says that Makshirim Mitzvah, that are Duhay Shabbat, even the Chetahila, which is, why would the Mishnah say only in a case where it broke on Shabbat itself? According to the B and the Izzet, even if you were able to do it from yesterday, according to him, just like you were able to make the knife yesterday, he says, no, it's Duhay Shabbat. So why would the Mishnah say, Aval Chetahila? No, Adrabah, according to the B and the Izzet, even the Chetahila on Shabbat, even if it was broken from yesterday, it should be mutar, so you can't answer that answer. So the Gemara says, "Ela la kasha." Okay, new answer. Ha Rabbi Yehuda veharabbanan. We'll explain the brayta like this. If you remember in the second Shabbat, we had a machloket tanaim between the hachamim and the rabbis, the status of making a bow on Shabbat, which is everybody holds that making a keshet is considered an av melacha. But what is the status of making a bow knot? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, three lines from the bottom, let it be Yehuda, De'amar aniva ab melacha b'masechet Shabbat. So he holds that aniva, making a bow, is also considered a legal, not legal, meaning illegal, meaning it's asur. So Rashi continues, En hiluk ben aniva l'keshira. According to him, there's no chiluk between a bow and a kesher. The kosher de kasabar makshirei mitzvah duhin. The ad tanya onba rabbanan, which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no chiluk between keshira and aniba. Both are considered av melacha, and therefore what? I'll tell you, the Mishnah that was matir keshira is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't make a chiluk between kosher and onev. And therefore he says what? If it snaps, let's say on Shabbat, it's going to be permissible, because he says that for Makshir Mitzvah, it's like Rabbi Eliezer, for Makshir Mitzvah, we do HaShabbat. Good, and there's no haluk between kosher and onev. The brayta that says no, you can only make aniba. That must be found in the shita of the hachamim that say what? Since aniba is permissible, and the rabbis don't subscribe to the Bidya'ezah that say Makshir Mitzvah is Dohe, I'm not being Dohe anything over, I'm making a bow. So that's the answer. Now, again, according to the B Yehuda, which is now the author of our Mishnah, he holds what? There's no difference between Kosher and Onev. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, Rabbi Yehuda is following Hushita, I Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer Kamar. Well, you have to say he's following the B Eliezer, because if he's allowing you to make a keshira on Shabbat and the violin string, that must be, he says what? Because it's a hechsher mitzvah, and a hechsher mitzvah is dohe Shabbat. So comes the Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu lechatayla nameh. What do you mean? That even lechatayla should be permissible, because the Bnei Eitzel says, not only if it broke on Shabbat, which means even if it could have been done from yesterday, he also lechatayla mutadur on Shabbat. And that's not our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Avalecha Tehila, no. So we're back to the question, how do you answer the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braita? So now the Gemara gives the final answers. El Alakashya, how to be Shimon, how to Banan. Oh, we found different Shitot over here in the Braita. What is the Braita? Say the Tanya. We have a Braita. Ben Levi, the other Levi, Shinif Sekaldo Nima Bichinor. Oh, the violin string broke. One of the strings snapped. Koshra. So Tanakhama says, what do you do on Shabbat? You make a knot. Not the string. Rabbi Shimon Omer Onba. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you make a Mariba, you make a bow. Third sheet of the right, Rabbi Shimon El Hazar Omer, Af hi ena mashmaat takol. He says, no, this making a bow or a knot, it's not going to give it a good sound. You need a string to give a, you know, hashmaat kol. Ela mishalshel milemata vekorech milema'la. Or mishalshel milema'la vekorech milemata. Now I'll explain to you. If you know what a violin has the knobs on top, right, that you turn, and it also has the pegs on the bottom where you wrap the string around. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he says, you fix the string. Don't start tying the string. When you make a knot in the string, you're not going to get a good sound. So what do? Let out some slack. Let out some string from the knobs. Pull it down until you get rid of the knot, meaning you're just pulling string till the knot is off the violin, and then tie it to the peg on the bottom. Or do the opposite. From the bottom, undo the bottom, the violin string, and pull up, right, and through the knob on top, and turn it, and then, as she says, you know, you tighten it to get the tune of it. So according to him, Mishra, you're actually fixing the string, you know, tying not making knots of it. You don't make knots. Actually, make a full tikkun, like you would normally fix a violin string. So it comes out, we have three shitot in the Braita. Tanakama says what? Tanakama shita is Rabbanan Koshra. The Mishra says Onba. Oh, now we found the opinions of the Mishnah and the Braita. Our Mishnah is found the Shita of Rabbanan. That's saying what? Koshra. Oh, now let's analyze. The Rashi does the analyzing for us. You tell me Koshra must be holds like the B. Eliezer, that says Makshirim Mitzvah Dohim Shabbat. Oh, back to the same question. If you hold that Makshirim Mitzvah Dohim Shabbat, it should be even like a Tahila. So Rashi says, no, we see that Hachamim must hold like Rabbi Eliezer in one point, but not like Rabbi Eliezer in another point. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Makshirim Mitzvah, Dohin Shabbat, Bishabbat. However, if it was able to be done from before, they don't know like the Hachamim like that. So we found a Tana that splits Rabbi Eliezer. That therefore the Mishnah that says Koshra is Shitat Hachamim, Lishitat Rabbi Eliezer, Lahatzain. That takes the Rabbi Eliezer partly, and therefore only when it's snapped on Shabbat, which means he's you can be makshir. But if you were able to do it from before, Hakim will not allow you. The Braita that says on ba, he holds what? Makshirei mitzvah is not dohe, even if it happened on Shabbat, and therefore your only option is to make a bow, which is according to that opinion, according to Mishwan, mutar be Shabbat. That is the first answer to reconcile the Mishnah to the Braita. Comes the next answer. I could say that what both opinions are following the banan. Nakasha. Kan behensa, kan min hasad. It depends which part of the string broke. If the middle part of the string broke, or the end of the string snapped. Where was the tear in the string? What's the heluk? So look at Rashi. Have had a banan. Down in the page already. Have had a banan. The makshirin shi'ef shalme be'odyom dohin. He holds what? Makshirin mitzvah. Adohe Shabbat. Be'ad diktani matnitin. Koshra. And that which the Mishnah says, your kosher, you make a knot, that's where it broke in the middle of the string. Why? You're going to make a bow in the middle of the string, you're not going to get a sound out of it. And that what it said to make an ariba, you don't have to tighten it so much when it's in the, you know, on the top of the violin. So, of course, the rabbis will tell you a makshir mitzvah could be dohe Shabbat, but if you don't have to do a isur, don't do an isur. But only when it snaps in the middle, right? Now you need to make a full kishira to get it to be tight so you get a sound out of it. Koshra. Why? Makshir mitzvah dohe Shabbat. Right, but the Braita says on ba? Yeah, on ba is a case where it broke on the top, where aniva will be sufficient. Third answer, bi ba'itema, ha'be'a, be'emsa. both, I'll tell you, are in the middle of the violin. Mosabar gazrinan or mosabar lo gazrinan. The question is, do you make a gezerah or not? What gezerah? Rashi, please. Rashi says, v'ibayitema, ha ve'emsa, ha rabbi shim'on ve'ha rabbanan. I'll tell you again, like the first answer, we're going to make a chiluk that the Mishnah is following the opinion of the rabbis, and the Braita has following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ubaraita diktari lo ya koshra, and the Braita that said, according to Rabbi Shimon, he said what? Onba. Really, according to Rabbi Shimon, mideoraita, he agrees, he would be able to make a kishira as well. Because even Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Eliezer that makshirei mitzvah dochin Shabbat. So why would he tell me on ba? So as he says, midoraita said it's filled with Rabbi Shimon makshirei mitzvah dochin. Heichad lo efshad umet mol umeshum gezerau de gazar emsa atu minatzad. He holds like this. It snapped in the middle of the violin string. Really, according to everybody, it should be permissible. Ben Rabbanan, Ben Rabbi Shimon, that hold like the Bidiyaz, the Makshirim, it's about Duhin Shabbat, make a knot. And really, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kushra, because it's Be'emsa, no problem, make the knot. However, the Bright that said Onba is Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, even in the middle, don't make a knot. Gezerah, because if we let you make a knot in the middle, it might snap at the top of the string, where you're not allowed to make a knot, and you might come to make a knot. So then he says, even in the middle, on ba. So that's the third answer of the Braita. I say again, according to the Mishnah, Makshirei Mitzvah Dochin Shabbat. Therefore, Koshra. Why? Be'emsa. Be'emsa Koshra. That's the only way to fix the violin. However, according to the Braita that says on ba, it's also Be'emsa. And the author of the Braita is Rabbi Shimon, and he really holds Makshirei Mitzvah Kin Dochin Shabbat. So make a knot. Now, Gezerah, Emsa, Atu Tzad. And the Tzad is not allowed. The difference between the rabbis and Rabbi Shimon is, the rabbis do not make that Gezerah. So that's basically the Gemara's answer. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. Chotchin Yabelet B'Mikdash, Aval Lo B'Medina. Now the Mishnah says that in the Bet HaMikdash, if a Kohen has, let's say, let's say the animal, the Korban Tamid, has a wart, a yabelet. The Torah says one of the things that are posel the korban is a yabelet. It has a wart on the part of its body. So the only way to makshir the korban now is you have to cut it off. So the Mishnah says chotchin yabelet b'mikdash. It is permissible to cut the wart off the animal in the mikdash. Avalo b'medina, but not outside the Beit HaMikdash. Outside the Beit HaMikdash, you have the isur of gozez, which you're not allowed to shear on Shabbat, and this is a form of shearing. The im bichli, but if you're going to use a keli, kan vekan, asur. Then both in the Mikdash and in the chutz Mikdash is going to be asur. Let's read Rashi. First wide line, im bichli, kan vekan, osir. Vafagav, dechiyab midam mebiyad, metakenu. Even though when you're doing it with the hands, you're pulling off the wart, you're also fixing the animal. You are taking something off of a live animal. Right? What's gozes it asemir? Just like not to shear. What's pshat shear? You're cutting something off a live animal. Since you're doing it with your hand, it's not normally to pull a wart off an animal with your hand. So, en kan ela shevut. What's the deen? It's only yisud rabbanan. And we have a rule, en shevut the mikdash. So therefore, that's why they matir you on Shabbat, to pull the wart off, with your hand off the animal. But, that's only in the mikdash. But the medina, asur. Because even yisud rabbanan is asur outside the mikdash. Ubikhli, where it's isur, the oraita, because that's the normal way, even in the mikdash is going to be asur. Right? That's what she says. Vim bichli kan dekan asur de amelachad. Who if ve'no mishanem mekamut she'oseh bechol. Right? He's not changing from the way he does it, mekamut she'oseh bechol, from the way he does it in the weekday. Now we go to the Mishnah. Basically, this Gemara is similar to the last Gemara. It's going to ask one question from a braita, and it's going to give four answers. That's the whole Gemara. It's just one question that the Gemara is going to try to reconcile. Right? And that Gemara takes us to the next Mishnah, just to give the four answers to the one question. What's the stira? Gemara is going to give us the stira immediately. Gemara says, Urminu, we have a contradiction. This contradiction is said by a Mishnah in Pesachim. We're talking about a case where you're bringing the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. So the Mishnah says, Hirki bo, you put the Korban Pesach on your shoulders in order to carry it to Yerushalayim, v'hava ato mechutz l'tchum, or bringing it outside the tchum, outside the area where you're allowed to walk, v'hatichat yabalto, or for that matter, cutting its yabelet, cutting the wart off the Korban Pesach, en dochin. The Braita says these items, all three items, are not dohe Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer dohin. Rabbi Eliezer says it's dohe. But by the way, we have our question. We just said that what? Shabbat. It is permissible to take a wart off the animal. Now you tell me to have a Korban Pesach, which is also a Korban, that the Hatichat Yabalto is not dohe Shabbat. That's the stira. So the Gemara gives the first two answers. Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Yoseh, Ba, the Rabbi Hanina. First two answers are said by those rabbis. Hadamar, first rabbi. Ha veha belacha. First he establishes. Both are talking about the same type of wart. It's talking about it's lacha. It's moist, which means this is the real wart where there would be a normal isud. It's alive. Oh, so what's the hiduk? Belakashya. Kan biyad, kan bikeli. Very simple. The Mishnah that said it's permissible, it's because you're doing it al yedeh shinui. You're doing it biyad. Therefore we said, en shemut b'migdash, mutar. The Mishnah Pesachim that said asur, is talking about keli. Keli, we said, is deoraita. And therefore it's going to be asur, it's not a shemut. Good. The hadamar. Another rabbi gives another answer and says no. Haveha biyad. So you know. The Hiluk is not in Yad or Keli. The Hiluk is in what type of wart it is. I'll tell you both the Mishnah in Arubin. At the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Yad. Where you're doing it Bederech Shinui. So what's the issue? Velakashya. Ha belacha ha bibesha. It depends on the type of the wart. Meaning the Mishnah in Arubin is talking about Yevesha. So it's dried. So it's a dried wart, which is not really a problem. It's not a problem of Isur because it's dead. You're taking dead skin off. So therefore, the Mishnah Erubin is Matir. Oh, the Mishnah Pesachim, that's talking about Laha. That's a really alive, live skin, live flesh. And therefore, even Biyad is going to be Asur. So those are the two answers. Very simply, is the Hiluk in the way you're cutting it off, or is the hiluk in what type of wart it is? According to the first answer, they're both talking about laha. Hiluk being yad or keli. Second answer, no. Both be yad. And the hiluk is what? Lah or yavish. So comes the Gemara now, is going to ask on both of these answers. And the Gemara says, Ulman de Amar. Habiyad, habekeli, according to the opinion that makes the chinuk between yad and keli, it's both talking about laha. It's both talking about where it's a live, moist skin, right? Wart. And only a difference is yad keli, my tama lo amar, habelaha, habi bisha. Why don't you make the chinuk like the other rabbi and just say that the difference is between laha and yavish? Amar lecha, yavisha. Because if you wanted to say our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, Yevesha is dead skin. Why would the Mishnah only matir it beyad? It should be permissible even bekeli, because you're not taking it off anything live. So everybody says, I don't want to interpret my Mishnah over here talking about Yevesh, because the Mishnah only allowed it to what? Beyad. Why should it only be matir it beyad? It should be permissible even bekeli. So therefore, it doesn't like that answer. Oh, my tama, what's the reason why it shouldn't be a problem taking off yavesh, even with a keli? Afruche frecha. Afruche frecha means it just, it's brittle. It just, you touch it and it disintegrates, which means it's not live. You're not taking off anything from the animal. Oh, so again, what else is the other side now? Ulman davar habelecha hay besha. According to the second answer, that says what? The chiluk is between what? If it's lah and yavesh, which is both the Mishnah and Erubin and Pesim are talking about biyad. And the haluk is between lah and yavesh. My tama lo amar habiyad habekeli. How come he doesn't give the haluk that what that really you're talking about lacha and the differences between yad and keli. So amar lecha bichli hatenan, which means, what are you telling me? You're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about what? Yad. Okay? Which means, according to this opinion over here, he made the haluk, I'm sorry, between lach and yavish. Meaning our Mishnah is talking about yavish. And what is the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is telling you that if you took the yavish off with your hand, it's okay in the Mikdash. And what does the Bili Aizah say? The Bili Aizah, which all the Mishnah, I'm sorry, said over here, v'im b'chli, if you do it a keli, kan v'kan asur, which is going to be asur even in the Mikdash to do a keli. So the Gemara says like this. I read again, Ulman Damar. Let's go back one line. Ulman Damar Habil Haivi Vesha. According to the Pidah, makes the haluk between Lach and Yavesh. My Tamar Domar Habi Yad Habi Keli. How come he didn't learn the Mishnah is talking about Lach? And the haluk is what? Yad and Keli. Meaning, if you're learning the Mishnah is talking about Lach, Yad will be Mutar, because it's a Shinui. And what? Ken is going to be asur. He goes, Amalecha Bechli. What is the Mishnah have to tell me about Bechli Asur? Hatenan in Bechli kan vekan asur. Which is, if you're learning the case of Pesachim, that it's talking about a Keli, and you're telling me what? That Keli is asur. We know that already from our Mishnah. Doesn't our Mishnah say in Bechli Asur? Which is, according to that opinion that makes the haluk between Keli and Yad, it's superfluous. Why is it superfluous? Ot pam. Al Mishnah, you're going to tell me he's talking about what? That you're doing it, it's talking about lach. Everything's lach. And the Mishnah is talking about yad. And the brightest, and the Mishnah is talking about keli. So you're going to tell me what? You're going to tell me in Al Mishnah, if you do it be yad mutar, right? But if you do it be keli, it's going to be asur. Right? And then we have the Mishnah Pesachim. You're telling me what? Oh, it's keli. Keli asur. What do you mean? We know that already from the Mishnah. That's the case of the Mishnah. Keli asur. So according to that, shita, it's superfluous. So comes again what it says. Ve'idach. The other rabbi. Ha diktani hatam mishum dekabare efluge Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan. I hold the haluk is between yad and keli. It's both talking about lacha. And you know what? Al Mishnah in Erubin is talking about what? Lacha, Yad. Yad Mutar. Keli Asur. And I need the Pesachim one to tell me Keli Asur, according to the Banan, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, Keli is Mutar. Because if you remember, the Mishnah Pesachim said Rabbi Eliezer Matir. So therefore, yeah, I need the Mishnah Pesachim. Not for the side of Keli Asur. I need the side of Rabbi Eliezer to teach me. There's a shita out there that holds it is indeed mutar. So the Gemara says, V'idach, what does the other rabbi say to that? Dumya dehirkibo v'ha'abato mechutz l'tchum ketani. Derabbanan. Which means, you're going to tell me Rabbi Eliezer is matir. What is Rabbi Eliezer going to be matir? He's going to be matir a cutting off a yabelet lach bekeli. Now that's being matir in Isur, the oraita. Mm-hmm. Right? Because lach is the oraita if you do it with a keli. So he's really is being matir the oraita. He says, that doesn't make sense to learn like that. Because harkaba, carrying the animal and bringing it outside its home, is only Isur Rabbanan. Why? Carrying an animal, we say, Hayno Seet Atzmo. So the carrying of it is only Isur Rabbanan. Bringing it outside of the tomb, is only Isur Rabbanan. So therefore, it doesn't make, you have to keep the Rabbi Eliezer Matir on the same plane, on the same level. We're discussing Rabbi Eliezer being Matir Rabbanans. So Rabbi Eliezer is Matir, all three things. Rabbi Eliezer says, Harkabah is Mutar, bring it outside the tomb is Mutar, and cutting the Yabelet is Mutar. If you're going to learn that the case of Pesachim is talking about Yabelet Lahabikli, so now you change the levels here. Harkaba and Tchum are Drabbanan, and Hartichet Yabelet is Noraita. He says, therefore, I did not want to learn like that, because you're changing the cases, meaning you're learning Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Drabbanan, and I want to keep it uniform. So he goes, V'iddach, what's the other rabbi going to say? No. Herkibo, de lo kerebinatan, de amar hay no se patzmo. I'll tell you, hold it. They're all three deoraitas over here. Harkabaz deoraita. Why? Because that Mishnah is not holding like Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was the opinion that said Haino Seit Ratzmo. If you don't hold Haino Seit Ratzmo, then carrying an animal is Isur deoraita. Rabbi Eliezer is saying you can carry it on Shabbat. Oh, so he's Matir deoraita. And I'll tell you the Tchum case is following Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Tehomim, the Oraita. And therefore, when it says Rabbi Eliezer is Matir Mekulan, yeah, all the Oraitas. Also, is Matir Akeli, what are you, Belet? Laha. So therefore, Yavabam. So therefore, those are the two basic answers, the first answers of the Gemara, how to reconcile the Braita. So comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef comes along and asks a question. Can be. Amar Rabbi Eliezer kal vachomer. Rabbi Eliezer, that's matir everything. He's matir putting it on your shoulders to carry it. He's matir bringing it outside the tomb. And he's matir cutting the yabelet. Now we have a statement that Rabbi Eliezer made. Rabbi Eliezer like this. Kal vachomer. Uma shechita shehu mishum melacha duchet shabbat. If you're letting shechitah, right? Korban, you're allowed to make shechitah on Shabbat, which is isur. Doraita, elu shemishum shibut, eno din sheyitchu et haShabbat. These three items are the only isur that are banan. Of course, it should be duchei Shabbat. So what do you see over here? He must be holding that it's not isur doraita. These three things, the ela must be isur. The Rabbanan. And therefore, you can answer that answer to say that it's talking about the Yabelet Laha, where you're doing it with a Keli, because that would be Isur Deolaita. And clearly the Bili Aizan said he's only being Matir things that are the Rabbanan. So therefore that answer does not work. You have to make the Hiluk not in the where it's talking about Lach, cannot be talking about Lach with a Keli. You have to say the Hiluk is Lach or Yavesh, which means, I'm sorry, you have to say the Haluk is between Yad and Keli, which means I'll say Al-Mishnah and Erubin, that was Matir, it's talking about Yavesh, and it's only Matir in Yavesh with a Yad. Now we have to see, we have a question on that. Why should it only be Matir with a Yad? That was the question they asked. What do you mean? Should even Matir it to Afidu Bekin, because it's considered dead skin. That was the question that they had on Natsita. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rabbi Yosef Ha Veha Biyad. I'll tell you really, both the Mishnah and both the Mishnah Pesachim and the Mishnah Erubin is talking about you doing it Biyad. Ushbut Mikdash Bimikdash Etiru. Shvut Demikdash Bimedina No Etiru. There's the answer, third answer. Yad Nyad. And what we're talking about over here, it's laha. It is a live, meaning live skin. When you do it biyad, it's a shinui. Good, shinui should be mutar b'mikdash. It is. That's why the Mishnah says, chotchim yabelet b'mikdash b'shabbat. Because derech shinui en shu b'mikdash. Ah, so why with Pesachim you can't do that? Because Pesachim is not in the mikdash. Where do you do the Pesachim? When this guy is taking the wort, now he's not a kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, he's a private citizen bringing his korban to the Beit HaMikdash, and now he notices that his korban pes has a wort on it. So you're right, it's destined to be in the Mikdash, but it's not the Mikdash. So therefore the law of in shvut, the Mikdash only applies the Mikdash. And as the Gemara says it, Mikdash b'Mikdash hitiru. Which means, an item of the Mikdash, in the Mikdash, they were Matir. Shvut de Mikdash be Medina. But a Shvut, that's eventually going to be in the Mikdash, but now it's in the Medina, lo hitiru. Beautiful. So comes the Gemara and says, Yatid Abaye v'kama l'hashmata. So Abaye sat, and he said over this halakha, the haluk between the Mikdash and the Mikdash. Yeah? Eti be Rav Safla l'Abaye. So Rav Safla asked the question to Abaye. Haya kore b'sefer l'eskupa. We had this case in the Mishnah. A guy was reading a sefer on the stoop. V'nitgalgel ha-sefer miyado. And what happened? The sefer rolled. Right? The seferim used to be like migilot. The sefer rolled off the stoop. Golelo etzlo. So what do we say the deen is? He's able to roll it towards him. So the Gemara says, V'acha Dishvut Dimigdash Bimidinahu. They're comparing this as something Kodesh, right? Because Ketve Kodesh over here. You're not in the Mikdash. You're in the Medina. And what are they allowing you to do? They're allowing you to roll it up. Now at this point the assumption is that the Eskupaz Reshut Yachid, and it's in front of a Reshut Rabim. And you're holding the Megillah in one hand, and you're allowing to roll it up. It's Mashma, according to this opinion, that would be Isur, Drabbanan, right? We're making it, it's a Gezerah, because you're worried that what? That if the Megillah falls into the Reshut Rabim, you might bring it in. So if it's Isur Drabbanan, to do even that, hold it on one hand and roll it up. And still what? It's something that's Kodesh, and the Matir the Shvut outside the Bet HaMikdash. The analogy is that the Ketve Kodesh is like the Mikdash. Right? It's like the Mikdash. Which means we're Matiring, or the Kodesh, the Mitzvah. So therefore we're being Matir a Shvut outside the Mikdash. Where's the guy sitting? On a stoop. So how could you tell me that what in the Bet HaMikdash? Only in the Mikdash itself they were Matir Shvut, but the Korban Pesach, which is also Kodesh. No, that's shvut. We're not matir. We don't let you pull off the wart. Why? We let you bring up the Megillah from the Askupa. That's also Isud Rabbanan. And we wave a shvut even outside the Bet HaMikdash b'Mekom Kodesh. So the Qurban also should be, we should wave the Isud of pulling off the wart. So the Gemara says, Be'achad the shvut the Megdash b'Medina u'vilo gazinan dilma nafid v'atil atuyeh. So that was the question they asked. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Ve'lo okimna beskupa karmelit v'reshut rabim over lefaneha? The askupa was not a reshut yachid. The askupa is a karmelit. Oh, that changes the whole dynamics. If the askupa is a karmelit, and in front of it is a reshut rabim, even if you would bring it from the reshut rabim to the karmelit, it's only yisud rabbanan. So we're not going to be gozer gezera le gezera, where you're holding it in one hand, that's going to be asur. So we were not matir a shvut in the Medina. The reason why it's mutar to roll it up, there's no isur at all. So you have no proof. The kevan de agidu biyado, since you're holding it in your hand, afilu shvut nameh neka. So therefore, it stands in place that there's a chiluk between shvut b'mikdash and shvut demikdash. A shvut in the mikdash or a shvut away from the Bet HaMikdash, even though it's regarding a Korban. Comes the Gemara and says, Etibe, we have a question. Meshalshelin et haPesach leTanur im Hashecha. It is permissible to lower the Korban Pesach into the oven that you are going to roast it im Hashecha. What is im Hashecha? Close to sunset. Now, if you remember in Masechet Shabbat, we learned that, yeah, that when it comes to roasting on Shabbat, Me'ayrib Shabbat, let's say you want to roast something, it has to be roasted already from before Shabbat. You can't stick something raw and put it over the fire to roast it on right before Shabbat. What's the gezerah? Shema yachteh. We're worried now, it's not cooked. So you might come to stoke the coals. Kizira, Isud Rabbanan. Oh, but what does it say in this Mishnah? Erev Pesach. It's Erev Shabbat now, yeah? So it says you can take your Pesach right before Shabbat, lower it into the oven, even though it is raw. So what do you see over here? They wave the Isud of Shema Yachteh. So you see what? They were Matir Shvut B'Mikdash B'Medina. Which means you don't have to be in the Mikdash to be Matir a Shvut. Oh, so back to the question. So therefore it should be permissible also to pull off the wart, the Adayim. So let's read that inside. Gemara says, Etibe, Mishalshelin et haPesach leTanur im Hashecha. You're allowed to lower the Pesach into the Tanur at sunset, close to sunset, in Erev Shabbat. Ve'achad Shvut de Mikdash b'Medina. Here's a case of what? Shvut de Mikdash. Outside the Mikdash, in the Medina, ve'lo gezrin ha'shem ve'yachteh ve'gehalim. And we don't make a gezerah of Shema Yachteh. So Gemara says that when he heard this question, Ishtik, Abaye kept quiet. He couldn't answer this question. This was already a strong question. This question of Safra is Abaye. So now Abaye, he says, hold it, I got this whole Hiddush from Rabbi Yosef. So let me go back to Rabbi Yosef and give this question to him. Ki atalikavet Rabbi Yosef, amar le hache amar li Rav Safra. He says, I told them your Hiddush. That what? That the whole Hiddush is that outside the Mikdash, we don't matir shvut. And therefore, we don't let you pull off the yabelet with your hands. And he asked me a bomb question. He said, what do you mean? We're matir to put the korban pesa in the oven. Then that's also matir shvut outside the Beit HaMikdash. So amar le, my tama lo tishni le. You should answer him. It's a simple answer. What? Bene habura zirizin hen. Which means there, you have a bunch of people bringing a korban pesa. Korban pesa is not born alone. You have it in a group. Bnei Chabura, the people that bring the Korban Pesach, usually are Yireh Shamayim people, and they're usually people that are on the ball, and therefore they're aware of Isurim. And therefore, you're allowed to lower it in, because if someone is going to come to stoke, somebody else in the group is going to come along and say, but pulling off a Yabelet, the guy's alone. So no Chabura, so this is, should answer them the Hayduk. So comes the Gemara and says, the Abaye, well, Abaye didn't think of that Hiluk. So he says, he didn't think of it. He holds not like that. He says, Kohanim zirizin hen amrinan. Bnei Chabura zirizin hen no amrinan. Yeah, we say that Sivara by Kohanim. The Kohanim are on the ball, the Yireh Shamayim, and therefore we'll allow them to we wave different Isurim by them. However, Bnei Chabura, who's Bnei Chabura? The regular guys, Bnei Chabura Pesach. Who says that they're so zariz? Who says they're so zealous? And therefore, he didn't want to make that Hiluk. That Bnei Chabura is going to make a difference. Okay. That is the third answer. To answer the stira between the Mishnah and the Mishnah in Pesachim. Okay? Let's review quickly the three answers to this point. One answer is, it's talking about Laha. Everything's Laha. And the difference is between Yad and Keli. A second answer is no. We're talking about Yevesha, and they were talking about, again, first answer is Laha, Laha, everything is Laha, and the Haluk is Yad and Keli, and the second answer is Yad, everything is Yad, and the Haluk is between Lach and Yavesh. Third answer, we're discussing over here, Lach, and it's Biyad. What's the Haluk? Shvut. Bemikdash, that's the case of the Yabelet on the Korban Tamid. Bemikdash, Mutar. Shvut and Shvut Bemikdash. But Shvut Bemikdash, meaning Pesachim is outside the Mikdash, what are you doing it? No, Etiru. Beautiful. Comes the Gemara and says, fourth answer. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, he. Rabbi comes along and says, that what the reconciliation over here is Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, Makshirei Mitzvah, Dohin et Shabbat. Which we found the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which we know already. He holds Makshir Mitzvah is Dohe Shabbat. Umode Rabbi Eliezer, the Kama de Efshal Shinuye Mishaninan. But Rabbi Eliezer will hold, even though he's Matir, let's say, Makshirei Mitzvah on Shabbat. However, the more you can change, do it Mishinui, do it Mishinui. If there's a way to do it with less Isur, even Rabbi Eliezer will say, prefer to do it in a Shidui way. Now, how does this answer? Let's read the bottom of Nashi. Rabba Amar. It's four lines on the bottom. Habeha Biyad. Oh, good. Both the Mishnayot are talking about pulling it off with your hand. Pidamar, the Bechli, the Kalukme, the Pesachim, Mishum, Melacha. Good, you're not going to say it's Mutar with a Keli. It's camping. Now, Veha Bilacha. Good. Let's get the cases now. Yad, yad. Lach, lach. Oh, so then what's the issue over here? Why does our Mishnah say it's permissible, and the Mishnah Pesachim says it is not? Okay, the Ibi Mishnah lo mitzavik the element nitin the kani shivut the efshal lamet mol midchem mekame makshilei mitzvah Rabbi Eliezeri the panik dami halad ahu the Pesachim v'amad dochin v'afidu ab belachem midchem mekamayu v'kol sheken shivut, which means according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only pulling a wart off b'yadayim, which is, let's say, Isur, the Rabbanan is Duhai Shabbat, but he holds Makshirei Mitzvah, even in Deoraita would be pushing off Shabbat. Oh, Be'adiktanim Manitim de Bechli Asur. So why does the Mishnah say Bechli Asur? If it's Rabbi Eliezer, even do the דאורייתא. מודה רבי אליעזר, דקמא דאפשר לשינויי משנינן ליה. If you can do it ביד, why do it with a keli? Which means, technically, min ha-din, the Bilezer should tell you in the Mishnah, mutar, with a keli, to cut off the yabelet, lacha, the Shabbat. Why? It's a makshir mitzvah, you're preparing the animal for the korban. You can do it on Shabbat, according to the Bilezer, by the way, even if it was, had the yabelet from yesterday, according to the Bilezer, mutar. So why did the Mishnah then say, oh, bekeli, asur? Because even the Bilezer will hold, if you could do it, with less isur, like pulling it off with your hand, vaday you should do it like that. Ve'lo mahalil shabeta ve'echad lo efshar kegon gabe izmal dachin afilu amelacha. By the case of the izmal, there's no other way of making a knife. You gotta chop trees. You gotta make coals in order to fashion the knife. Lo efshar, lo efshar. But here you have an option where you could pull the yabelet off. So that would be the Shita. So the Mishnah we're saying now is Shitat Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes again, what Ran says, Maihi. Oh, now you have to prove that to me. Where do you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're able to, where you're able to do it b'shinui, you do it b'shinui. That's a hadush in the b'ne'ezer. So the Gemara says, Mayi, B'tanya, we have a braita. Kohen she'alta bo yebelet, a kohen now, not an animal. The kohen himself, that gets a wart on him, and as long as he gets a wart, he's considered pasul abuda, havero chotka lo b'shinav. On Shabbat. His friend comes and bites it off. Now, obviously, you have a couple of shinuim going on over here. Number one, we're not letting the queen himself take it off. And even the friend that's pulling it off, we're only letting him do it, bishinui, meaning with his teeth. Now, the Gemara, this is a statement that is a braita. We don't know the author of this braita yet. We don't know the author of this braita. The Gemara now is going to analyze who said the statement. So the Gemara says, bishinadim. With the teeth, yeah. Bichli, no. Furthermore, havero in, only his friend. Iu, no. But he himself, no. Mani, who is the author of this braita? Ilema rabbanan, right? If you're going to say this is the opinion of the rabbis, that say makshire mitzvah, anat dohe Shabbat, right? Which means, but for a mikdash, we're allowed to do idisur. The rabbanan, which they hold, makshire mitzvah normally is not dohe Shabbat. But what if it's an isur the rabbanan? The rabbis hold in shavut the mikdash. So therefore, the Gemara says, kevan de amri rabbanan be'alma mishum shavut. Since the hakamim normally hold that what if you have a rabbanan, it's permissible in the Bet HaMikdash. Hacha malihu mali habero. Which means, if you're ready to tell me you need a shinui, let him bite the yabelet off. Which means, if you, biting the yabelet is definitely the Rabbanan? Yes. Ejvu the Mikdash kot Hakamim?
Yes.
Perfect. So therefore, this cannot be the Hakamim. Because the Hakamim would not require to go so far
to bring a friend
to do it b'shinui. Do it b'shinui, bite the yabelet off. Again, granted, they hold that Isu de Oraita they would not allow. Why? Because they hold in Makshire Mitzvah Doha Shabbat. They're only working with what? A Shvut, the Mikdash in. Good, so I have a Shvut over here. So this cannot be the banan. So is it? El Alav, the Bili Aizir. Must be the Bili Aizir. The Amar Be'alma, that what? In, normally, he would hold. That if a guy, let's say, cuts a yabelet off from his body, let's say during the week, even if he would do it, let's say with his teeth, he must hold what? Hayav hatat. Which means he holds, obviously, that this is isur deoraita. That even during the week, if a guy would, let's say, cut the yabelet off his body, it's isur deoraita. De'acha. So what? If it's isur deoraita, yeah, he holds it's isur deoraita. This is shita. Yeah. Even you're not allowed to cut a yabelet off on the Shabbat. Shabbat.
Of course.
On Shabbat, he cut his yabelet off with his teeth. The guy himself. He holds Rabbi Eliezer, Sudoraita. How? Kaka, that's what he holds. Oh, now wait. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Sudoraita, so what? Rabbi Eliezer holds Mechshirei Mitzvah, Dohin Shabbat. So therefore, technically, it should be permissible, in this case, for the guy himself, what? To burn it off, because he holds Mechshirei Mitzvah, Duchin et Shabbat. So the Gemara says like this: Ve'acha afal gav de machshirei mitzvah duchin et Shabbat. Kama de'efshar l'shenuye meshaninan. Let the friend do it. Why? You can do it yourself. You're right. You can do it yourself. But you know what?
You have an option.
You have an option where you could make it a degree lower.
Do it.
Do it. So we prove now from the understanding over here that what? That Rabbi Eliezer holds, yes, Machshirei Mitzvah, even Deoraita Adoche. And technically you should be able to cut a Yabelet, Lacha, Beshabbat, with a Keli. So why does the Mishnah say, Beyad, Kama de Mishanim, Mishanina? And where do you see that from? From the case of a Kohen that got a Yabelet. Technically, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be permissible for the Kohen himself to bite it off, even though it's Yisur Deoraita, but Machshirei Mitzvah Duchin Shabbat. But still he required Havero. Must be because what? That still you have to make a Shinui. If you can. In this case, you can. I think that's the friend doing. Comes again what it says. No proof. Le'olam Rabbanan. Really, I'll tell you, the author of that Braita is the rabbis. So if it's the rabbis, let the guy just bite it off himself. Rabbis hold biting off your bit is a shvut. So why did they have to make the friend do it? In shvut, the Mikdash. So the Gemara says, you're right. Technically, the guy would be able to bite it off himself. But it depends where the ability is. Let's say the ability is on the guy's back. Can the guy bite his back? Well, let's say it's under his elbow. So he can't bite it off. Which means it's a technical problem over here. It's not a halachic issue. And then the Gemara says, Le'olam Rabbanan, V'yalta b'kereso, if the Yabel was on his stomach, Hakanameh, which means the Kohen himself would be able to, let's say, cut it off, b'yadayim, pull it off, or with his teeth. He's going to put his teeth in there, but for sure with his hands would be permissible. However, which means now he has it on his back. There's no option. The only option is what? For his friend. Or it's on the bottom of his, like, elbow, in that area. Which is, he's not going to be able to take it off with his hands or his teeth. And therefore, the bride that had said, another person will take it off besides him, is not a halachic concern. Because really, the rabbis hold a shvut, do it yourself. You pull it off yourself. Why did it say, let the friend do it? And because there's no options over here. So then we have no doubt, yeah, it's not a proof that it's a Bidi Ayazid. So comes the Gemara and says, can be. Which is ultimately this last proof of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, it is a Bidi Ayazid. And it is a proof that what? Where you can make a Shinui. So what's the issue? The Gemara says, V'i Rabbanan, if you're going to tell me that this Braita is Rabbanan, and what are the rabbis really holding now? That you could take it off yourself with your hand. It's just that what? Because of a technical problem, you need your friend to do it. So if it comes out according to the Hachamim, we're learning that on Shabbat, that taking off a yabelet, a wart, let's say, beyad, is only isur to Rabbanan. Oh no, that's very significant if you know that fact. Why? So the Gemara says, V'i Rabbanan, you're telling me that what? His friend will take it off, right? Nishkele nihale biyad. Why does the his friend have to bite it off? Why can't his friend just take it off biyad? If you remember the braita was havero chotchalo mishinav. So the Gemara is asking a question now. which means it's also say better, which means tell me better. If you tell me he can't reach it, that's the technical item over here. So what'd you tell me? Oh, so only havero b'neshicha or havero is the point. What do you mean? Let the guy. He might not be able to bite it off his elbow, but can the guy go like this? The guy might not be able to bite it off his back, but he can put his back over there and pull it off. And he must be holding what? That the rabbis must hold yad by a yabelet is asur. Oh, if you hold yad is asur, that's a very important fact we have to know. You know why? Because the Gemara says, tvitifshot dirabi al-hazar. Now you can solve a question that the Amora Rabbi al-Hazar had. The Amora Rabbi al-Hazar, mahloket biyad, abal bichli, divrei hakol hayav. Which means he holds, there's a mahlok in Masechet Shabbat between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer regarding cutting hair on Shabbat, which we know is Asur, or cutting your nails on Shabbat. Chachamim say it's only Asur midrabbanan. And Rabbi Elazar says it's Asur midoraita. That's the mahlokit. And Rabbi Elazar is the one that said that mahlokit of Asur midrabbanan and deoraita was biyad. When you're doing it with the guy's pulling off his nails with his hand. But if you did it bikli, everybody holds what? It's Isur Deoraita. Only the rabbi saying that a banan is what? When it is Biyad. Oh, so you could solve this case over here. That's why we don't allow the guy to pull it off Biyad, because taking off your belt is like pulling off hair or pulling off a nail. And what? It's saying the only option is Havero pulls it off. Ela must be what? Because the guy himself pulling it off Biyad is going to be Isur Rabbanan. So there you go. Why don't you solve that that dilemma of Rabbi, which is you have a proof now to the way Rabbi Elazar learned Shita Fakhamim, and the Gemara over there does not bring this as a proof. So the Gemara says V'letanech, according to you, that's going like Rabbi Eliezer. L'Rabbi Eliezer nameh l'shkelene halibiyat, which means according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's saying the only option is what? Let the friend bite it off. And he could only bite it off, which means do it biyad. If you're holding that what? That the hakamim hold. According to the Bili Aizir, what was the Braita saying? The guy has the yabelet on his body, the Kohen. What's the only option? Technically, according to the Bili Aizir, he can take it off himself, because he holds Yisud Oraita is Dohe. Good. So now you do a Shinui. Do not take it off yourself. Let your friend take it off. Once your friend's taking it off, that's already Isur Rabbanan. That's already a Shinui. Because your friend cannot do it like you could do it. So just like if your friend would cut your nails or something, it's never the same as himself. So therefore what? Let the friend just pull it off. Biyad. Why did you have to do it?
With the teeth.
So comes again what it says. Hi, Mai. So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me the brightness of Bili Aizer, I could say, Hainu de Gazar Yad Atu Keli. I'll say, you know what? We made a Gezerah that it's Asur to cut it Biyad, because you might come to cut it Bikeli. Because Keli is Isur, the Uraita. But if you're going to say that the brightness, the opinion of the rabbis, Nishkele Nihale Biyad. Just take it off Biyad. Yad is only Isur the Rabbanan. Vetu la lidi. And therefore we have no more concern. Which is the Gemara's conclusion is, it is indeed Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore what? What's the Hadush Rabbi Eliezer? Normally, Isur deoraita, makshine mitzvah, doche Shabbat. And technically if the Kohen has the Shabbat on his body, he should be able to take it off himself. Even though, even if you want to say that Billy has a host taken off of your billet, even with his hands, even with his teeth, if you want to tell me, is it sudoraita? So what? So why they matzlich the friend? Because hecha di achol leshanot meshaninan. Well, you could do it bishinui, do it bishinui. Oh, once you're going to say that, now we can understand our Mishnah. What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said in Erubin, if you have a korban tamid with a yabelet, it's talking about lach. It's talking about biyad. What did the Mishnah say? It is mutar. Mutar? Why only biyad? According to the Bilin, it should be mutar even bichli. Hecha di yakod shanot Mishaninan. Oh, the Mishnah Pesachim that was osir even biyad laha. That's going not according to Rabbi Eliezer. We'll say that's going according to Hakamim that says makshire mitzvah anat dohe Shabbat, and the only heter of shivut is in the Bet HaMikdash. This is not shivut in the Bet HaMikdash. Therefore, biyad laha by a korban pesah will not be done. So that is the fourth answer of the Gemara to answer the stira between the two Mishnayot. Just one clarification in a sugya. Amen. Towards the end, we gave an answer to explain the Mishnah, what the Mishnah meant, chotchin yebelet b'mikdash. Now, what is the logic, or what is the rationale of the Mishnah that says you're able to cut a yebelet, a wart, let's say, off the animal in the Mikdash? Who is that going like? So the Gemara said in its final answer, Rava Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, he da'amar makshirim mitzvah duchenet ha-shabbat, mo'de Rabbi Eliezer, dechamadev shalish shunuyim mishaninan. That he holds that makshirim mitzvah are duchay shabbat, but still, even on the deoraita, it should be duchay shabbat. But if you can do it b'shinui, the more you can make a shinui, the better. And therefore, he says that even though the wart is a makshir mitzvah, and the chavarat should be mutar even in the mikdash to take it with a keli, you know, you make a shinui. What type of shinui? Do it biyad. So the Gemara says, Mayhi. Where do we see that the Bili Ezer holds that a shinui is in order? The Tanya, because we have a brayta, Kohen shalta bo yebelet. If a Kohen himself gets a yebelet on his body, which makes him unfit to serve. Habero chotcha lo b'shinav. So his friend comes and cuts it off with his teeth. So the Gemara says, b'shinav in. The only way he can get rid of this yebelet is, well, b'shinav with the teeth, not with the hands. B'shinav in b'chli lo. Habero in. Ihu lo. Only his friend, but not him. Mani, who's the author of this? Idi marabbanan. If you tell me that the author of this bright is the rabbis, Ubi Mikdash, and we're talking about in the Mikdash, Kevan de Amri Rabbanan ve'alma mishum shivut, since the rabbis always hold in shivut b'mikdash, and they hold that taking off a wart with your hands is the Rabbanan, hacha malihu mali havero. Why would we necessitate the friend? If it's in shivut b'mikdash, the guy himself should be able just to pull it off, so it can't be the rabbis. Must be the Bileizer. Damar be'alma hayav hatat. Because normally the Bileizer says what? Hayav hatat, meaning even if you take it off bi'adayim, he holds normally it's going to be hayav hatat. And still what? And even though over here it's makshirei mitzvah, so the chavrat should be permissible even them to pull it off with his hands. We still do b'shinui, and therefore what? We make his friend take it off. So comes again. So there's the proof. So there you see that even though makshirei mitzvah are duchei Shabbat, therefore technically it should be permissible even for him to pull it off, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's a deoraita. Still, he makes a shinui with his friend. So Gemara says, "Lo, who told you? Le'olam Rabbanan." I'll tell you really the opinion over here is Rabbanan. V'alta b'kedusho achen ameh. And you're right. If the wart was on the Kohen's stomach, we would tell him what? Pull it off himself. Shvut. Ha'ach v'ma'askinan kikon sha'alta lo neshicha b'gabo basilei yadav. We're talking about where the wart is in a place where he can't cut it off himself. Di'u lo matzeh shekila. So therefore, he was not able to take it off himself. So therefore, you're right. In the Chenameh, I tell you, it's the rabbis. And really, according to the rabbis, it should be permissible. Shvut, take it off yourself. Why do you say havero? Havero because of not a halachic issue, but a practical issue. The wart is in a place where he cannot take it off himself. The Gemara says, right, v'ira banan nishkele ni'ale b'yad. If it's going according to the rabbis, why does the friend have to bite it off? Let the friend take it off with his hand. Again, the friend taking it off is already the Rabbanan, it's his root. So why do we make the friend bite it off? The tifshot, and furthermore, we can solve a dilemma that we have. The Rabbi Elazar, the Amar, the tifshot, the Rabbi Elazar, we could solve the statement of Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, mahloket biyad. When it comes to cutting hair on Shabbat or cutting nails, he learns that the mahloket, whether it's isu deoraita or not, that's mahloket when you're pulling it off with your hand. Ava bekli divrei hakol hayav. And you could solve from this over here that what? Cutting with the hand is isu derabanan, and therefore we make the guy's friend pull it off with his hand, because ein shvut b'mikdash, and therefore it's beautiful. Say it's rabbanan. Say it's talking about where it's in an awkward area where the guy can't reach it. Say that the friend will pull it off with his hand, and therefore you solve from there that what? That normally by cutting hair or cutting nails, it's isur derabanan. How come he didn't say that? So the Gemara says, "V'netamek." When according to that's learning, it's Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, the me lishkele nihale biyad. You can ask the same question if you're learning like Rabbi Eliezer. True, you tell me Rabbi Eliezer, you have to make a shinui, which is normally according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be permissible. Makshirim advice, he should be able to pull it off himself, even though he's pulling it off himself is deoraita. But what come in the mishane mishaninan? Good. So his friend let him pull it off with his hand. Why do you have to say his friend bites it off? You have the same question. And it be the Isaac. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, what's your comparison?" The Gemara says, "E amar b'shtama be the Isaac. If you tell me that the bright doesn't be the Isaac, hainu de gazar yad atukeli. It makes sense to make a gezerah. You know why? Because the be the Isaac himself makes a gezerah. The be the Isaac makes a gezerah from a deoraita, which should be permissible, to a shinui. Meaning, instead of him pulling it off with his hand, he makes a gezerah that what? The friend has to pull it off with his hand. So just like he makes a gezerah from the deoraita to the shinui, he should also make a gezerah, or make sense of to make a gezerah, that even from the shinui of the yad to do it, b'neshicha, biting him, which is according to the Bidei Ezer, that's making gezerot, it makes sense, the braita. Meaning, you yourself should be able to do it, even with your hands, even with the deoraita. You know what? Come at the mishaneh mishaninan. Do it, let your friend do it. And you know what? We're going to even tell the friend that's doing it biyad, which should be mutarabay, that's a shinui, gezerah that you might come to do it with a keli. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer makes sense. Ela'i amat rabbanani, nishkeleni ale biyad vetulam idi. But if you're going to say it's the rabbanan, that say, in shvut b'mikdash, and therefore, there's no, they don't make a gezerah. They hold that the oraitas are always asur. Makshinim mitzvahs categorically asur. And the only thing that we're being matir over is what? Shvut. So what's the difference? Let the friend just pull it off with the hand. So therefore the Gemara concludes that the braita must be the shita of the Bidi Aizir. And really, the only way according to the Bidi Aizir is going to be mutar is through a shinui. What's going to be the shinui? Not only does the friend do it, but we don't even want the friend to do it biyad. We're going to make a gezerah now from one shvut to another. Just like we made a gezerah from the deoraita to the Rabbanan, we're going to make a gezerah in the Shvutim themselves. Hand to biting. And therefore the only way is to bite it. Proof conclusive that what? It'd be the eyes of the author of our Mishnah that says you could pull the Yabelet off Beyad in the Bet HaMikdash. What's the rationale? Kamad de Mishaneh Mishaninan. Why? Because really it should be Bekli. Because Yot Makshireh Mitzvah Duchim Shabbat. So why do you say biyad? Make do it in a shinui way. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.